the word of God has power. It says this, it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. How can your ways be clean? How can your life be clean? How can your life represent the kingdom? How can your life represent God? By the word. Because it's according to your word, you can be and will be cleansed. And I'm going to share more about that in a moment. He also says this in Psalms 119, 142. He says this. He says, your righteousness, your way of doing and being right, is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. He goes on to say in Psalms 119, 151, he says, you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Now, we was talking about how, you know, the word of God, when you get the word of God, that word cleanses you. That word, when someone takes heed according to your word, it cleanses you. Something we find out when Paul was sharing with the church at Ephesus about how does the body of Christ and the relationship that Jesus have with the church, how does it look like a marriage? He says this. He says, Ephesians chapter 5, 27, he says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Now, think about that. It says husbands of one wife, a biblical, a physically born male and a physically born female coming together in the covenant of marriage. Now, I'm not talking about common law marriages that the world says, because that's not how God operates. So what is a husband supposed to do with his wife? The exact same thing that Christ did with the church. He's supposed to speak the word over her. And what are you doing? You're washing your wife with the water of the word.